Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is John Madden of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. Thank you for joining me as I archive my own personal Bible studies here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're in Galatians chapter 3. And I'll go ahead and start now. Galatians chapter 3, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, if you've been following the studies, I've learned here that the Jews were insisting that the Gentiles, which are basically the non-Jews, were to follow law if they wanted to complete their salvation process. So they were coming up to the Christians at that time, or those believers, and saying, congratulations, you are a Christian, and now to complete the process, you must follow the Mosaic law and all the other laws that are included in Jewish tradition. But see, that is not, the Spirit does not come about to them by that type of a work. The Spirit comes about through understanding and knowing and Jesus Christ and him crucified, and having asked him, confessing him as Lord and believing that he was raised from the dead. So it's the crucified and the resurrected method that I find here is the way and of obtaining Spirit in one's life. It's through believing that when Christ was crucified and resurrected, that we were set free as a people through the following of a Mosaic law, man-made law, all those man-made laws that went along with Mosaic law. And I might want to add any man-made success strategies that are being proposed today does not bring the Spirit of God. Might improve one's psychology, but it does not produce the Spirit of God. That the Spirit of God is brought about by simply believing in the crucified in resurrected way that God has provided to us through Jesus Christ. Verse 6, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preach the gospel of Abraham before, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. So living under law brings a curse, because if you break the law in one little instant, If I fail in one instant to follow the Mosaic law, I failed the entire system. I failed the whole thing. And failure does not allow the Spirit of God into my life. That one little failure stops the Spirit of God from operating in my life if I'm living by law. But believing is in what Christ can do for me is what brings about the profit of the Spirit in my life. I'm a Gentile. I'm a heathen. A heathen, a Gentile is basically the same thing. They're both non-Jews. We are non-Jew. But we simply believe, and that's what the scripture means when it says that Abraham will be blessed many nations. Abraham is the father of faith. That's another study. Okay, on to verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak in the manner of men. Though it is only a man's covenant, yet if it is confirmed, no one annuls or adds to it. This is it. God says, if we believe on him, and we believe in Jesus Christ, him crucified and resurrected, if we confess him as Lord and believe in our heart, that we are saved, and when we're saved, we have the Spirit of God. And don't let anyone tell you any different. That's God's promise. He took the law. He took the curse of the law, power to death, to those who will believe in his way. And I believe in his way. Verse 16. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and two seeds as of many, but as one, and to your seed, who is Christ. And this I say, that the law, which was 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before God in Christ, that it should make the promise of no effect. For if the inheritance is of the law, it is no longer promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because the transgression till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. So the crucifixion, Jesus Christ is the seed that was promised to Abraham. He said, through your seed, the promise is made. It cannot be taken away or added to. But the law does not take away or add to the promise of Jesus Christ, if you believe on his name. But the law is brought to show us that we have sin in our life and that we need Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's why it says it was added because of the transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. So we need Christ. Following the law does not eliminate sin. Because if you break the law in the smallest fraction, if you judge somebody for a second, you're guilty of breaking all of God's commandments. But if you judge somebody for a second and you realize I've done wrong, but I believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified and resurrected, that belief within itself brings the promise of Spirit into your life. Now, the mediator does not mediate for only one, but God is one. Verse 21, is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But the scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. The scripture has confined all under sin. That's me, Billy Graham. That's Greg Laurie. That's Joel Osteen. That's Jay Madden. That's you. The scripture has confined all under sin, that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. But before faith came, under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we no longer are under a tutor. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. We're sons of God, or daughters of God. If we believe, we are sons and daughters of God. It's simple. It's that simple. You can't add to it. You can't take anything away. You just heard it. Just read it. I believe it. And this is verse 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Guess what? No one dominates anybody. Nobody rules anybody. We're all equal. We are all one in Christ. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank you for joining me today. It's a simple yet, like the program says, simple but not easy. A price had to be paid. And the price that was paid is Jesus Christ and Him crucified for us. And we're crucified and resurrected in Him. In Him. He didn't come and be crucified for Himself and risen. He came to be crucified for you and risen, and you're in Him, and therefore we are risen with Him by simply believing. Till next time, Jay Madden, the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living the Recovered Life. May God bless you.